My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker, he joins us each and every week. Thanks to Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Ross, good to have you on the show again, my man. I wanted to start just with yesterday's busy day in the NFL. Between the Jets and the Bills, who actually got better with their wide receiver trade?
Well, they both got better in terms of the impact it has on maybe beating the Chiefs. It's more significant that the Bills got Amari Cooper. I mean, I just don't see the Jets with their other issues. I mean, the Bills ran the ball right down their throat, and Aaron Rodgers getting hit a lot behind that offensive line. I don't think the Jets are legitimate Super Bowl contenders. I think the Bills are, you know, as they get Matt Milano back to health. They've gotten Taron Johnson, Terrell Bernard back now. And the problem with the Bills is they didn't have a receiver who could win on the outside. I mean, you know, they drafted this Keon Coleman in the second round. He can't get any separation. He's like a contested catch guy, which is not easy to be in the NFL because the corners are so good at the catch point. And so they have Shakir inside. They have the good tight ends, but they needed a receiver that could beat man coverage on the outside, in particular when they play against a team like the Chiefs, for that matter. And so Amari Cooper can do that. The interesting thing there is, he's been bad this year for the Browns, like bad. Leads the NFL in drops. So the question is, will the drops and will the play improve as he gets away from Cleveland and Deshaun Watson and gets to Buffalo with Josh Allen?
When you look at what they, the position they're in, the way that like a lot of people in Buffalo seem to think about this year was like it was the half step back to take the full steps forward because they put themselves in a bad cap spot. For a couple of years, they are trying to go all in. This feels more of an all-in move. Do you think that's indicative of just the position they put themselves in, or because maybe the Chiefs look slightly more vulnerable knowing their injuries?
Well, I think what it is they know that they're good enough to be in the mix at the end and to have a shot. But I think they also know that they probably weren't going to be able to get it done in January without adding a guy like Amari Cooper. Now, the big thing is Amari Cooper, the Browns redid his deal in the offseason, and, you know, out of his like $20 million salary or whatever, they gave him $18.75 million in a bonus. And so he goes to the Bills for the minimum. So from a money standpoint, it's very, very affordable. Now, they did give up a third-round pick for him, but, you know, I think that they feel like that's worth it to give them a chance this year. And then I'd have to check. I actually haven't looked that much to see what the options are for them and him in the next couple of years in terms of Amari's contract and whether or not he might be there past this year. But I think that they – you know, this team is good enough that they wanted to feel like they gave them a legitimate chance to make a go out of it this year.
When you look at the Chiefs' offensive wide receiver, who do you think is the best fit? I mean, people are immediately just going to assume that MVS ends up back with the Chiefs since he's on the street. But Deontay Johnson, DeAndre Hopkins, from a scheme perspective, who do you think the Chiefs should be targeting?
You know, the other guy I think they might look at would be Mike Williams. You know, Mike Williams is clearly going to be available, the former Charger, via trade now because of, you know, them acquiring Davante Adams. So I'm trying to think about the different guys, you know, the Chiefs have. Obviously, we know what Xavier Worthy is. We kind of know what Juju is. He's more of like the physical, maybe slot guy. I don't know. I guess I kind of like, I kind of do like Mike Williams as I think about it. I mean, Hopkins can still play. I don't know that Carolina would get rid of Deontay Johnson. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I guess there's some thought that he's on the trade market. I would think an outside receiver, physical guy that can win deep and short. I would think Mike Williams would be the guy, but who knows?
We're talking to Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider, here on Cody and Gold. One thing that we started the show with was, all right, wide receivers is where all the fans are focusing on. I disagree with Cody a little bit, but he thinks they actually need to go find another defensive lineman in the trade market. I just think Charles Omenihu, who will be back from injury, is that acquisition essentially for them.
Yeah. When is he supposed to get back?
Maybe by Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's kind of up in the air.
Got it. I mean, I think that they could explore it, but they have a decent amount of guys. I think when they get Omenihu back, they basically have a pretty solid two deep there at each spot. So, I mean, you can always add somebody else. I don't know that Veach would give up a lot of resources, whether it's financial or draft choice, to try to get somebody like that in there. I think receiver is probably more pressing.
If you were an organization, though, because other teams have chased this before, Ross, so it's a weird, and you've talked about it. You were on a team that was chasing a three-peat. You said it was mentioned inside the building at times. From an organization, like if you're Brett Veach, how much do you change your general philosophy in the chance to do something historic?
I don't think he looks at it that way. Okay. I don't think they look at it that way. I think they look at what gives us the best chance to win the Super Bowl this year. With always having, you know, one eye on the future, I don't know that they – it's a really interesting question. I don't know that they would go more all in for this year because of the chance to three-peat. You know, I think – even if they felt that way, I wonder if they would verbalize it, but it might be a subconscious thing, right? I mean, you know, you do that, then people talk about you forever, right? Forever. And you're the first franchise to ever do it. I'd be curious to know if, like, Veach and Andy Reid looked at it or felt that way about it, especially Andy. You know, Andy's not getting any younger either, right? So I think there's a bunch of factors that might lead them to being perhaps a little bit more aggressive this year than they would normally otherwise be.
I can't remember, Ross, if you've called any of the NFL games internationally or not. And if you have, I'm curious to get your perspective on what seems to be more and more of a thought that Roger Goodell is open to having the Super Bowl international as well, which I think is a whole different conversation and something that I am very much against.
Yeah. So I have done multiple international games. And I love it, and I would be totally fine if the Super Bowl went international. But I guess let me hear why you're so against it.
Yeah, so look, I get why they play international games. Grow the sport, financial benefit. We all understand that. I understand that that's going to expand. We'll probably have every team playing internationally once a year. I think that's the thought going forward. I'm cool with that. The Super Bowl, man, like, there's nothing much more sports-wise Americana than the Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl Sunday. There's the time zone issues that come into play. I don't think you take an American sports championship away from the U.S. Like, they're not playing the Euros in the United States.
Well, so first of all, none of this would happen for a very long time. I mean, I think Atlanta just got the 2028 Super Bowl.
Yep.
And I think Goodell always puts that as a possibility just to, like, excite and entice the international markets, you know?
Fair,
like,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh, we can get a Super Bowl. I will say this, though. I'm different than a lot of people. I am fully on board with any effort to grow the game internationally. And I'll tell you why. I played soccer till I was 11. So I think like age 5 to 11, like 6 years of soccer. I really liked soccer. It was a fun sport. I was evidently pretty good at it. I was always on the A team here in Pennsylvania. Pretty big deal, guys, just so you know. And I liked it. And then I played football. And the first day, I knocked a kid over on his butt. And I never thought about soccer ever again for the rest of my life. Because football is so much better. And I think about, like, what if I was born in another country? My whole life would be different. There are kids all over the world that think soccer is the best sport. And that's because they've never played football. They've never put a helmet and shoulder pads on and knocked somebody over. It's like the greatest feeling ever, at least one of them. So anything we can do to expose more people internationally to football, we got to think about the kids. Can't we please think about the children that are suffering through lives of soccer when football could be part of it?
They're watching that 1-0 match, and they could be actually enjoying people make physical contact. Last thing I have for you, Ross, another thing I think you can actually give us a personal experience on. How much harder is Tom Brady's job if he can't sit in on any of the meetings?
Yeah, it's harder, for sure. I mean, the stuff that you get in the meetings is very, very valuable, depending on who you're talking to and depending on what they tell you. Yeah, I mean, they give you tremendous insight into what they're thinking for the game. And also, it's a great place to get stories about, you know, players and coaches that are in the game. I mean, you know, the flip side is we don't do production meetings for radio. And I feel like I do a good job on the radio. I was there with Kevin Harlan for the Saints game on Monday night. And I feel like we call a great game and that people really enjoy it, even though we didn't talk to any players and coaches. Although, in fairness, I do go on the field before the game and talk to players and coaches then for radio. But I think that the production meetings are very valuable, and I would not want to miss it. But I don't do it for radio, and I think I still do fine. So I guess that's the answer.
Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. Appreciate it, man. We'll check in next week.
Sounds great. Think of the kids, okay? It's about the children. See ya.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.